G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, December 22. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual is Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, pre-Christmas Saturday of racing highlighted by the return to Eagle Farm where they've attracted 155 acceptors.
Yeah, they've come out in droves for the return to Eagle Farm. It's been a long wait. A little bit of predicted rain on Saturday. I'm sure they wouldn't want too much rain just to let the track get through in dry weather and get this 9-race program out of the way. And then I think it's a bit of a gap between meetings. I'm not sure if they've actually programmed the next meeting yet, but they're going to give it a bit of a break and just see how it goes. And look, hopefully it goes well because they certainly need it up there. Doombin's done a great job, but they need Eagle Farm up and running. And looks like Mick Goody has worked his magic. He spent a long time as the head curator at Flemington doing a good job, and he looks to have, from all reports, done a pretty good job up there with Eagle Farm.
Yeah, there's a lot of confidence around, isn't there? And they're not even worried if it rains. They're all expecting it to play very, very well on Saturday.
Well, they're going to get a lot of traffic for their first meeting. Anyway, as you said, over 150 acceptors, a few emergencies, but they're going to... Going to get a lot of traffic there on Saturday. And look, there's no sort of feature racing, but I think just the fact that they're back at Eagle Farm would be highlight enough.
Okay, we'll get to that very shortly. We'll start at Flemington, which is the venue for Melbourne Racing on Saturday. And as always at Flemington, solid fields throughout the day. Should be a bit of value there. What have you found?
Yeah, just the one open handicap and the rest are benchmarks. So it's a bit of a moderate sort of a meeting. I don't think I'll be getting too heavily involved, but my best, I made it Lycurgus, race 4, number 4, just hoping he can bounce back from his Moonee Valley run. He was due to run the Ballarat Cup third up. They got rain during the day. They scratched him. Ran him at Moonee Valley the following week, and he was just, you know, he was just okay. He was found to be sore after the race, so I guess you can be a bit forgiving. The plan was the Pakenham Cup, but obviously it pulled up sore, so they didn't back up in that race 7 days later. But 2,500 at Flemington just looks his go, and he looked to have come back in really good order, judging by that second up effort during Cup week. So pretty keen on him. Oliver and O'Brien are going pretty well at the moment, and really struggled to find anything else that I was confident about. But I have quite liked the trials of the interesting newcomer in the second race, number 13, There You Are, really well-bred three-year-old from the Henry Dwyer Yard, entered for the Magic Millions Guineas. Obviously, I just think that they're trying to get some money to go there. They must think he's good enough to step out in a Saturday race. He's well-bred, as I said. He's related to a couple of stakes performers out of a good mare, and I've liked his jump out and his trials. His public trial back in August was really good. Regan Bayliss was aboard, and it was a strong heat. The winner, Fine Dane, went on to have a really good spring prep, placed behind, written by at Caulfield, and ran well at Flemington during Cup week. So just, specking him in a difficult assignment on debut, of course, but I've made him my value, and that's probably about it for me. Maybe a little something on Notio in race 7. He might be able to improve from the Hawks team. He won well in Sydney second up. Last start, just sort of didn't get the same luck in running. And back to his Melbourne base, where he's performed well down here in the past, he might go out over the odds.
My best was race 8, number 8, Friedensburg, on the hat-trick here, very lightly raced, only had the 6 starts, by High Chaparral, getting up to 2,000 metres, should suit, barrier 5, Andrew Mallion won him 2 starts ago, all adds up to a strong chance, I feel. And race 9, Merry Christmas VRC members handicap, 1200 down the straight. Beacon comes back, has had a freshen up since Emirates Stakes Day. Forget the run there. Also quite lightly raced, ready to win, and barrier 15 and Craig Williams should suit down the straight on Saturday. So I'm race 8, number 8, and race 9, number 9. So there you go. That'll please both Carl Diorio and Omen punters.
It's come up about $14, Beacon, too. I was discussing with someone earlier this morning. I thought that was probably over the odds. It's a bit of a deep race, but I thought that was, over his true odds anyway.
Warwick Farm. Yeah, well, it's Warwick Farm, Eagle Farm. There's a few oddities going on Saturday as we tune up for Christmas, and Of course, most of the race clubs are tuning up for Boxing Day. But we do get out to Warwick Farm. Joel, really, on a Saturday, what have you found for us out there?
Well, it's going to be important with the track conditions. I see they had a downgrade today, earlier today. I think it's sort of sitting in the heavy range, but they expect it to dry out and certainly get back to soft, and that would be ideal. My best bet can handle the heavy. My value bet more so looking for the track to dry out, but my best is race 7. Number 5, Sir Plush. I think he has been targeted at this race and just looks to be going really well, set to peak. He won a couple of races sort of this time last year when they got out to 1400, won a couple of Saturday races. He was very good over the 1400, 5 runs back. He split best of days in Sambro. It's a strong form line for a race like this. He had a bit of a freshen. His last two runs over 1100 have been good. They were a third and an eighth, but the eighth he was beaten less than 2 lengths. It was a blanket finish and he wasn't far away. As I said, he can handle the wet. That's not a problem. I think he's peaking on Saturday, $8, good divvy, you can back him each way. My value bet failed on the heavy first up, so that's why I'm probably hoping the track can get a bit drier for her. I speak of the filly Shawnee, race 8, number 13. She's a promising filly. She showed good talent in her first prep on dry ground. As I said, probably forgiving that run first up on the heavy. She was well backed there. She's since been partnered up with the Group 1 performer coming through in an exhibition gallop. I think that's always a good guide. When these bigger stables put the sort of the lesser known horse with a good horse, and she looked to work well, and she's had a real eye-catching trial since. So I think she can bounce back, as I said, just assuming the track's not in the heavy range. And I think the best roughie is race 6, number 1, Strome. Another local trained by Gary Portelli. Just got too far back from a wide gate, 1100 first up, but showed nice improvement next time. 1400 metres, look, she could just want a little further, but I don't see her getting too far away. The Art of the Bar, short price favourite, will lead. Strome from a good gate, hopefully not too far away. And she's already been trimmed up from 41 into 26, and that's getting closer to her right odds.
Morfordville, they are racing on the course proper on Saturday, and we've only got the 63 acceptors, which you get more than that at Balnarring on a Saturday, but it does have a stakes race, and that is the listed Christmas handicap, usually run on Boxing Day, which I guess the fact that there's a big Boxing Day meeting coming up is why these fields are so light. But the Christmas handicap is quite a good race. We've got it $4 the field. Our pundits are very much divided. Paul Richards' best value bet of the day is in this race, number 10, Noriko. Daniel Nuttall's value bet is number 6, Carlo Varsi. I should say Noriko's $4 favourite when I say it's Richo's value bet. Daniel Borg, though, has gone for Casino Wizard. And James Jordan, one of his gems, is Princess of Queens. So there's 4 different ones. And the second favourite in the race hasn't even been mentioned in the top 4 of any of our analysts, and that is Zalmona. So a very wide open Christmas handicap there. Did you have any thoughts, John?
Princess of Queens for me. So yeah, I'm with James Jordan. I like backing mares in these stakes races in Adelaide. They seem to have a good record, and Noriko, Mazurek and Princess of Queens are the 3 mares. Princess of Queens, I thought, was good at Pakenham last start. The answer, my friend, that's a strong form line for a race like this. And a horse we haven't mentioned, Takedown, interesting runner. Now with Darren Weir, a couple of newcomers to Darren Weir Yard on Saturday, one back at Flemington, all to Hyung, so a couple from the Gary Moore Yard. But Takedown, look, if he could find his best, he'd be going pretty close. But no, I'm with Princess of Queens for me.
All right, and James Jordan's other gems are race 5, number 2, Hussey Bay, and race 6, number 5, Jackpot Johnny. Also, Daniel Nuttall's best of the day. All right, well, we get to Eagle Farm, the pristine expanses of Eagle Farm, hopefully with not a particularly wet track. We've got 9 races, and as we mentioned, very big fields through the day. If we can pick a winner or two, Joel, we'll finish in front.
Yeah, well, my best bet comes up in race 2, and I think that'll get you a bank, and then you might be you might have to figure the rest out for yourself. But Mashani Vija, race 2, number 5. She's already shortened up, I think $4 she opened, which was good odds. Obviously, you know, you've got a risk of some scratchings here, but I think she's into around 280. And look, I think she's clearly the one to beat. A lot of these have met their mark. She hasn't. She's won 5 from 10. She impressed at the mile, third up. Went out to 2,000, ran on well behind the easy winner, Lotter Creek Gold. This isn't any harder. 2 kilos off for Jag Guthman-Chester, who was aboard her when she won two starts back. 2,200 I don't see as being a problem, and I think she's just got so much more upside than most of these. So she's the bet of the day. My value, again, from the Ben Curry yard, race 6, number 9, Bequeathed. Now, she's on the quick backup from last week. I think she just went too hard in front. She was coming off a pair of wins at Toowoomba. She stepped up in class. Just think she went too hard. She had the light weight. She knocked up. This is a little bit easier, and just if she can pace herself a bit better, I think she can improve in a very hard race. She's double figures, so a little something each way. And I guess one of the most interesting races of the day is the first, the two-year-old race, and we see the Breeders' Plate winner, Dubious. So an interesting race that the Mar Eustace team have aimed this bloke at. He's got to carry the penalty, 59 kilos, but they're looking to the Magic Millions, and this race obviously fits in with their program. Michael Walker up to ride. He'll be a very short-priced favourite. But a couple of first starters that are in the betting and worth keeping tabs on, Divine Factor and Just Serene, who's not yet in the field, but they've already shortened quite dramatically in early millions betting, so no doubt Connections will be expecting a forward showing from that pair.
Alrighty, Ascot, once again, is the venue for Perth racing on Saturday. We do have a couple of features. Race 6 is a Group 2. In fact, it is the Ted Van Heemst Stakes, dominated, of course, by those who have pressed on from the Railway / Kingston Town Trail, and in particular, Galaxy Star. Race 6, number 7, very short-priced favourite after, of course, winning the Galaxy and then a huge run from a wide gate in the Kingston Town Classic. BJ Ryan, not really hearing of her getting beaten. Material Man and Gatting also with those form lines rated second and third, and Prying Tom as well coming through those. Starstruck Classic is the listed race, race 7, and BJ is another fairly short one here. It won't surprise you to learn that, again, it is Willie Pike and Peter's Investments, and that is number 1, Celebrity Dream. BJ's best, race 4, number 5, The Big Show. And value, race 3, number 3, Kakadu. Earlier in the day, Joel, we've got group racing at Awapuni, and they're also going around at Tarapa.
Yeah, both meetings, held meetings last Saturday. They get a bit of racing, these meetings, over the summer period. I think Awapuni goes around again on Boxing Day. But Group 3, Manawatu Cup, and Group 2, Wait for Age, Manawatu Challenge, are the main races. My best bets don't appear in those features, however. My best is Zach Brown, race 5, number 2. Knocking on the door of a win, been around the mark of late, regular minor place getter, gets a 3 kilo claim, and I think it's going to be hard to run down in a field that's not very strong. And my value bet is Jessie G. She was my value bet a couple of weeks ago. She ran well, just got knocked off late. She made an early move before the corner and ran well. Had the claim there, no claim on Saturday, so she's up a bit in weight, but drawn well, should get her chance again. Tarapa, my best is a mare coming off a really long spell, race 6, number 6, Miss Delgar. We haven't seen her since May 2017, so that's always a bit of a query, but she's a talent. She's performed well in some good form races. She's trialled well leading into this, and if she's anywhere near right, rating 65 level, she should be too good. But to check betting for a push, and my value is Miss Rippy, race 8, number 13, daughter of Rip Van Winkle. She improved nicely third up. I think the 2,100 metres looks her go.
Alrighty, that leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. It is out Friday morning as usual, and a reminder that we'll be out Friday morning as usual next weekend with form once again for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. There is no winning post special for Boxing Day. If you're wondering, timing just does not work for us this year, and same with New Year's Day, so we will just be doing the standard Friday, Saturday and Sundays. But all your favourite features are in your winning post this week. Plenty of form as well as the meetings we've mentioned. There's Friday Twilights, there's they're racing at Kensington, in fact, on Friday in Sydney, and it was the Valley on Friday night. We've got a bonus meeting on Saturday. We've got Colac going national. There's also a Benalla Twilight meeting for those in the AFL state, so I've got feels for that everywhere, of course. Anyway, don't forget to get your winning post. And finally, best $20 bet, Joel. I'm really on a bit of a roll. I've got three out of the last four. I had Chamois Road last week. And Friedensburg will do me this time. Race 8, number 8 at Flemington.
Yeah, I need to bounce back. I'll go Warwick Farm. Race 7, number 5, Sir Plush. Pretty keen on him. And you can back him each way at $8. But I think he'll go very close.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Have a happy and joyful and peaceful Christmas. Back for your winners on Boxing Day, and we will talk to you next Thursday on the Preview Podcast.